Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
As part of our ongoing series on how to give our immune system a boost, this morning we're going to talk about the effect sleep, or rather a lack of it, can have on our immune system. And to discuss this with us, I'm joined once again by Professor Cliona O'Farrelly, Chair of Comparative Immunology at Trinity College. Good morning to you.
Morning, Claire.
Gosh, we were having a discussion in the office today about how much better you feel when you've had a really good night's sleep, you know, down to very basic terms. But will you bring us the science, Cliona, firstly, on the immune system and the relationship between it and sleep?
Yes, well, we feel better and we look better, and probably because of what our immune system is actually doing. We now know that immune activity in the brain is really important during sleep for clearing up bits and pieces of proteins that are hanging around that need to be cleared. And that's probably the same for all our tissues, like in our liver, in our skin, that the immune system is working away. And Claire, I have a lovely poem that describes that.
Go for it. Yes, do. Yeah.
This is by a wonderful poet called Deirdre Kessler, who's from Canada, and it's called Glymphatically Yours. And she says, "I like the part about the car wash. I mean, the cleaning crew in our body that has the night shift. We close our eyes and one way or another, quickly or slowly, we go to sleep. Out they come to take up their stations inside the cranium, each knowing her or his territory. By dawn, all done, neural waste removed, remains of the day flushed into the circulatory system, toxins making their way to the liver and thence out to sea, in a manner of speaking. Oh, the delicate pumping of cerebral spinal fluid through the space around our brain cells. How soothing. All the dregs and bits removed. Fresh as a daisy cells, clickety-clack, sparkly-spark, neurons ready to jump when we open our eyes. Good morning."
And there you have it in a nutshell, explaining what sleep does. So if we're having trouble getting to sleep for a while, Cliona, does that increase our chances ultimately of getting sick?
Yes, it does. There's increased incidence of autoimmune disease, of infection, and worsening of cancer when we can't sleep properly. But listening to your last little segment,
yes.
I mean, how difficult it can be to sleep when one is really stressed. And we're just acutely aware of the amount of stress in the country at the moment.
And always so, being switched on as well to work, exactly. Checking the phone, and we're all guilty of that.
Exactly. And so therefore, it's really intertwined with some of our other topics, you know, how to handle stress and about exercise. So really, the three things, sleep is so dependent on the other aspects of our life. And so, again, something that your listeners may be interested in is that alcohol is actually counterproductive for sleep. And we think of it as making us sleepy and might send us off to sleep, but inevitably the quality of our sleep is poorer after taking alcohol. And often we wake up because we're hot, because our poor livers are struggling away to deal with the alcohol. So,
gosh, when you think of it in those terms, that your body heats up because the poor liver is struggling to do its job.
Exactly.
Quite frightening, isn't it?
Yes. And then your poor immune system there is being bombarded by the fact that it's not getting its chance to do the job, to clear up as I said, it's the way Deirdre describes in the brain, but equally in the liver, we have these wonderful cells, loads of macrophages. Those are the cells she's talking about, macrophage-like cells that gobble up bits and pieces of debris in our brains. We have those macrophages in our livers. We have them in our skin. And that's why I'm saying sleep is probably actually making us look better, because our immune system is better able to clear off the debris that's there, and then keep the tissue regeneration going. We think of those macrophages as having a role in generating a good homeostasis, so that our tissues are turning over well, and that the debris and damaged cells are got rid of. And if we don't give our immune system the chance to do that, then we can't be surprised.
Yeah, and when does it matter when you sleep? I mean, should you be going to sleep before midnight, or maybe you stay up a bit later and you might, if you have the opportunity, take a nap the next day? Does it matter when you catch your hours?
Well, there is a whole lot of work coming out from animal studies on the importance of the circadian rhythm on sleep and the immune system and metabolism. And so if we kind of have a very abnormal circadian rhythm by going to sleep many, many hours after it becomes dark, we're probably not doing a lot for our levels of melatonin, which is something that's really important for controlling the hormones of the body, but also has an immune effect. So this is a very long way to answering. But probably the longer before midnight that you go to sleep, the better chance you'll have of going to sleep and the better chance you'll have of good quality sleep.
We have some people getting in touch with us, one in particular, who says, going to bed feeling really tired. Once my head hits the pillow, I just cannot fall asleep and I may not get to sleep for a few hours. It happens several nights a week and leaves one feeling exhausted the next day. But then if we link that back to what you said earlier, the exercise and the stress, you have to deal with those and then maybe the sleep will follow.
Exactly. All of them at the same time. I have such sympathy for that listener. I bet there are loads of people in that same situation. And just as you said about the way we're so addicted to our screens and our phones, probably we've been exhausted in the time leading up to bedtime. But still, we'll watch an extra hour of Netflix, or we'll spend a bit of time scrolling through social media. And that all activates the brain. And so you lie down in bed and your brain is just rushing. So are there things that you can do to kind of calm that down? And actually, one thing that, and so cutting down the computer time, cut the screen time, and doing some exercise during the day, not immediately before sleep, and then engaging in some of those mindfulness or relaxation techniques that we'll talk about at the next, might be useful. But one that I think people might find surprising is yoga. Gentle yoga. Now, not a real, the younger people in my family do some types of yoga that is very exercising. But there are some really quiet yoga sessions. And I discovered this young woman, Adrienne Mishler, from
Texas.
Oh,
yes.
She's
on YouTube.
You know her,
yeah,
too?
Yeah. We're all into Adrienne, yeah. And she like, if you're looking for sleep yoga or whatever, you can find it there. And probably not just from that person, but there are lots of people doing it. And you say that can help, yeah, especially if you wake up in the middle of the night and you can't get back to sleep. It's one way. You have that debate with yourself. Will I get up? Will I get a drink of water? Or will I just lie here being cross with myself for the next hour?
And just even a half an hour, she has got great ones for the back. So you're kind of lying down. And then you find that your mind is taken up with just the doing of the yoga. So it's just much more relaxed when you get back into bed. It's not a guarantee, Claire. And,
yes.
Nothing
is. Yeah, yes. apart from what Terry says, if you lie on the edge of the bed, you'll soon drop off. Thanks for that, Terry. Cleano, we better go to the newsroom. Thank you very much indeed. We'll chat to you soon. Professor Cleano O'Farrelly there. Let's go to, as I said, the newsroom and Brian Jennings.